when we get to the island. Forget it, I told him. I've heard things are expensive in Tequila. If it's all right with you, we could stay together tonight and share our food. I'm in. Marcus turned to the Germans and had a lively conversation with them in their language. Then he turned to the French group and spoke French with them. He had a compelling personality, and in no time, we were all acquainted, talking and joking like him. Are you German? I asked him. Swiss, he replied. We were almost to the island when the boat broke down. The engine just went dead. The boatman quickly located the trouble, and before long, he had the engine running again. Marcus noticed that he had injured his finger during the repair, however, and whipped a first aid kit out of his pack. He disinfected the Indian's finger and asked me to cut a strip of adhesive tape, but no, my efforts weren't precise enough. He took the roll himself and cut a neater strip, just so, and went back to his bandaging. The man thanked him with a wide smile. Moments later, we were in Tequila. From the dock, we climbed up toward the village, along a steep path cut into solid rock. The higher we went, the more my lungs fought for air. I climbed two steps and stopped, climbed and stopped. Take it easy, Marcus encouraged me. We're in no hurry. And what about you? I asked. Ah, Swiss Alps, he said with a smile. I was in the services over there. We found ourselves a room in the village, with mud walls and a wooden platform for a bed. We spread our sleeping bags out and prepared a meal. Marcus made coffee on a small kerosene burner he carried. I split the rolls and carefully assembled cheese, onion, and tomato sandwiches. Although we had only just met, and despite the fact that I had plans of my own, Marcus started planning a trip we might take together. I haven't seen Machu Picchu yet, I explained, so I'll be heading back to Cusco. No, no, come along with me to La Paz, he urged. Machu Picchu, I said. And then I'm planning to cut across Brazil. I've been thinking about leaving from Puerto Maldonado, not far from Cusco, by way of the Madre de Dios River. It cuts through Peru and runs into the Amazon. From there, my plan called for me to follow the Amazon to its mouth near Belém on the Atlantic coast. I traced the route on the map. There are a lot of interesting little villages on the way. And anyway, I love the jungle. Why don't you come along with me? Thanks for offering. It sounds like a great plan, a real adventure. But I'm at the end of this trip. I'll spend some time in La Paz, maybe take a few side trips, maybe buy up some handmade vests to ship back to Switzerland, but nothing very ambitious. We found Tequila different from other Peruvian villages, and it was easy to tell a Tequila Islander from a Peruvian Indian. The island people seemed nobler, cleaner, handsomer, healthier. They dressed differently, too. They all wore the same hat, the same chaleco, embroidered vest, and broad trousers with an embroidered belt. The embroidery of Tequila is known all over Latin America for its beauty and fine quality, and it's done exclusively by the men, though the women spin and dye the wool. The island is a kind of commune of about 50 families managed by a community council. Life is tranquil. The men sit about doing their embroidery and gossiping, while the women toil in the fields. The rocky soil is difficult to cultivate, and nothing grows there except potatoes. In the village itself are a small grocery and two or three restaurants. In one of them, Marcus and I met the French group from the boat. There were five of them, three girls, Didi, Anak, and Jacqueline, and two boys, Jacques and Michel. We drank the local mate, herb tea. There are many varieties served all over Latin America, and chatted. They preferred speaking French, and I didn't understand a word, but Didi smiled at me, and I smiled back. She was on the plump side with a pretty face and short hair that gave her a mischievous look. She smiled again, and I asked her to come sit by me and began speaking English with her. The dinner was delicious. Coarse bread, two eggs apiece, and fried potatoes. For dessert, another cup of mate. The natives think it alleviates the effects of high altitude. Then home. A mochilero changes beds almost every night, but every place he rolls his sleeping bag open is home. Marcus and I went back to our room. He unpacked his charango, a small musical instrument like a mandolin, but made from armadillo shell and wood, and strummed it. Marcus was a wonderful player, and I listened, enchanted. Now listen to this, Yossi, he said. It's one I wrote for a girl I was in love with. Her name was Monica. She was mine for 9 years, and now she's left me. Far, far from my heart, he started to sing sadly. I had known Marcus for only a short